USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden and former President Trump are both notching convincing primary election wins in Michigan. On the Republican side, Trump defeated challenger Nikki Haley. While Trump's essentially secured the GOP nomination, Haley has vowed to stay in the race, arguing both Trump and Biden are unpopular among most Americans. On the Democratic side, a not-so-insignificant number of Michigan voters turned in a protest vote against President Biden for his handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Another government shutdown deadline hits late Saturday night, and U.S. lawmakers still cannot agree on how exactly to craft and present sufficient border security and foreign aid spending bills in order to fund the government.
We can't have the shutdown because it hurts so many people in so many different ways.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We believe that we can get to agreement on these issues and prevent a government shutdown.
Johnson said he wants Biden to take executive action to deter illegal immigrants from coming to the U.S. immediately. Earlier, he had opposed a bill that would have allowed the Department of Homeland Security to shut down the border if needed. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters.
The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive the issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. Registered Republicans are particularly adamant, with 91% regarding it as a very serious issue, while 58% of independents and 41% of Democrats share this sentiment.
The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments this week in a case over whether the federal government can ban so-called bump stocks. The arguments focus on whether bump stocks should be classified as machine guns, which were banned by Congress in the 1980s. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The man who might have shed more light on the timing of the romance between Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis and one of her special prosecutors in the election interference case against Donald Trump did not on Tuesday.
You're an officer of the court, correct?
I am.
And you're under oath today?
I am.
Is there any of your testimony from today or the previous days that you want to correct?
That I want to correct?
Yes.
No, I've answered everything that you asked.
Divorce lawyer Terrence Bradley was compelled to testify about when the relationship between D.A. Willis and Nathan Wade began. He says he does not recall. Lawyers for Wade and Willis claim the relationship began after they started working together on the Trump case. The former president's attorneys claim the romance began before that, and that Willis benefited financially because of Wade's appointment. Say it ain't so. Many Macy's stores will be closing.
The company says 150 underperforming stores, about 30% of its locations, will shut down. 350 stores will remain open. We only know of one store for sure that's closing in San Francisco. The area has become extremely dangerous and overrun with homeless people and drugs.
This summer, music legends Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan are joining forces for a tour. Nelson's invited Dylan to headline alongside him on his annual Outlaw Music Festival tour. The journey will begin June 21st in Alpharetta, Georgia. It'll include over two dozen stops, including September 17th in Buffalo, New York. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.